under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome in to Friday, August 23rd, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Well, it's official. Kamala Harris is the nominee for the Democrat Party. Tim Walz, her vice president pick, one of the most liberal, communist, socialist governors in the state of our country, Minnesota. I almost Freudian slipped there and said Michigan. Of course, referring to Gretchen Whitmer. No, Randy, he's the governor of Minnesota. And I got to tell you, after watching that convention wrap up last night, Governor Gretchen Whitmer spoke. Then, of course, Kamala Harris came out and delivered a great speech. Well-written, articulate, emotional, excellent presentation. She read the speech well. So much that by the end of the speech, when she said, looking directly into the camera, looking right at millions of people, she wants to be your president. She wants to be the president for all the people, all Americans. This is not a partisan issue. This is not Republican or Democrat or independent or whatever. This is what we need to do for our country. I don't know if you guys saw it or not, but I looked over at Vicky and I said, you know what? I'm going to vote for her. And Vicky started laughing. And she said, I know, right? This speech was fantastic. There's only one problem, Kamala, whatever the heck your name is. Your policies suck. The increase taxes on corporations alone would destroy our economy. The extra taxes that she wants to impose on us Americans, we the people, would be absolutely bankrupting many families who are struggling right now just to stay afloat to pay the bills. Unclaimed capital gain tax. Listen to this. If you've got a 401k, you've got a retirement plan, an IRA, whatever you have, if you end up with a gain year to year on your retirement plan that you haven't even tapped yet, you're still working, you're paying into it every year, you're looking forward to your golden years, you're going to retire someday, if your 401k increases, she wants to impose a 25% tax on the gains that you haven't even realized yet. I'm not kidding. Unrecognized capital gains, or what was the wording of it? Non-realized, some stupid term I've never even heard of. She wants to tax you on a gain that you actually haven't taken yet. You haven't taken advantage of that gain. You haven't collected any of your 401k, your stock sales, whatever it is you're into, mutual funds, whatever. She wants you to pay taxes on it. This woman and her policies are insane, people. But yet she wants to be the president for all the people. Short break. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy or call 800-654-9659.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Gun owners in Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Greatly appreciate Downstate Kim. Unrealized capital gains. Unrealized capital gains is what she wants to tax us at 25%. So if you make money this year, you have to pay taxes on any gains you actually haven't taken out yet. You haven't actually realized the gain. You haven't taken it out yet. She wants to tax you. Now, if you lose money on your retirement 401k next year, like Kim says, too bad, so sad. This woman is insane. She doesn't even understand micro, let alone macro economics. She doesn't understand investments. She doesn't understand taxes. She doesn't understand anything and what impact this would have on our economy. This is absolute pure insanity, folks. And Donald Trump needs to point this out. And once and for all, I'm going to explain this to you so you can please tell your friends, tell your family, tell your coworkers, tell people you go to church with, tell everybody you know. Corporations do not pay taxes. They write a check for corporate taxes to the IRS, which is currently under Donald Trump's tax code that he and the Republicans passed when he was president, which, by the way, all those tax cuts expire next year, 2025. If Donald Trump's not reelected president, folks, on November 5th, those tax cuts go away. All of those taxes come back, plus what Kamala Harris wants to implement. Now, let me explain corporate taxes to you. As a corporation, you're a business. You have expenses to operate the business. You have your hard costs, you have your soft costs, you have your base costs. If it's an office, you either own an office building, which you have a mortgage payment and insurance and property taxes, or you lease, and you usually lease the space in what's called a triple net lease. Triple net means here's your base rate to get use of our space in our building, but you will pay a portion, your share, based on the percentage of this building that you occupy. You will pay so much for taxes, insurance, maintenance, and you will be responsible for all the utilities. City water, city sewer, electric, gas, whatever, this is called a triple net lease. Or you own the building and you have all those same expenses anyway. Either way, you're paying everything. Then you have your employees. You factor in the cost of your labor. The hard cost is the infrastructure, the footprint of where the building operates, whether you own it or lease it. Soft costs are flexible because you may choose to hire 2 people, 6 people, 10 people, whatever the size of the business required to have. You have soft costs that are flexible. If you have enough business, you might end up hiring 20 people. Then you have advertising. If you don't advertise, you don't sell your products or your goods or services. In addition to all that expense, you have then your taxes that you have to figure out at the end of the year. What was our gross sales? Minus your hard costs, your soft costs, your advertising costs. All these things factor into your expenses, and part of your expenses as a business is corporate income tax. That is listed as an expense. Based on your expenses as the owner of the business, then you decide what profit margin you want to make from running this entity, this business. Well, I want a 20% profit. I want a 25% profit. Whatever it is you choose a profit margin that you expect as the owner to be compensated for taking on all this responsibility, hiring all these people, running all these things, doing all these things, paying these bills, paying a bookkeeper, paying an accountant, paying an attorney, paying for insurances, all of it. So you take your corporate taxes, you add it into the expenses, then you cap on top of that your profit margin. You take those numbers with your profits and figure out how many widgets do we sell per year? How many meals do we sell? How much advertising as a radio station do we sell? What are we able to do as far as revenue coming in? And included in your cost of selling your widgets, your advertising, your meals, or whatever, you take all your expenses, including corporate taxes, corporate income tax, along with your profit margin, and you then calculate how much you need to sell your meals for, how much to sell your advertising for, how much to sell your widgets for. Steve and Diane at their hardware store. This is a process they do all the time. And if you don't do it, you go out of business. If you don't know your numbers, if you don't know your expenses, if you don't know your costs, if you don't know your corporate income tax, you're not going to make your profit margin. You're going to say, why in the heck am I doing this? I'll go get a job working for somebody. You shut the doors, you liquidate, you sell everything, you close it up, it's gone. Who pays those corporate taxes, folks? In that formula, in that discussion I just had with you, who ends up ultimately paying the corporate taxes? The customers, the people who buy the meals at the Iron Pig, the people who buy the hardwood goods down there in Roscommon where they have the hardware store, the radio station, the customers who sponsor the shows, sponsor the station, buy the stuff at the hardware store, buy the meals at the restaurants, end up paying the corporate taxes. The consumer. Who's the consumer? We the people. Kamala Harris wants to take the corporate income tax because those evil corporations, these big, huge corporations, need to pay their fair share. Rich people. She thinks every business owner is a mega millionaire like Donald Trump. That's not the case. Cliff Tellini, the beef farmer over in Onaway. John Palmer, the farmer in Onaway. The radio station, the Iron Pig. We're not multi-gazillionaires like Donald Trump. We're scraping by to pay the bills, to provide goods and services and products that we believe our radio family wants and needs in order to stay in business. So ultimately, the consumers, we the people, end up paying those corporate taxes. She wants to raise Donald Trump's corporate tax rate of 21% to 28%. Do you realize if we go to 28% corporate taxes, it's even higher than before the Donald Trump tax cuts went through? Not one corporation in America will want to stay here. Why? Because other countries have a lower corporate tax rate. You have to compete. And if you don't compete, you just arrogantly, stupidly raise the corporate taxes, the 28%. You're going to see a mass exodus, folks, of corporations like you've never seen before in your life. This will be absolutely devastating to our economy here in the United States. The mass exodus of going out the door, the loud corporate sucking sound of businesses leaving, will cause earthquakes in our economy. You have to understand, this woman doesn't get it. prices will go through the roof. If you stay here and pay the 28% corporate tax, you are going to have to raise the price of your meals, of your advertising, of your widgets. Anything you make and or sell in your business will have to go up in order to cover the corporate taxes. Again, who ends up paying it? The consumers. The people who consume your products, goods, or services will pay more in order to buy what you're selling. Chinese products coming into this country. Guess what? They don't pay corporate taxes in America. Why? Because they are incorporated in China and are owned by the Chinese Communist Party. Their government is making those products that you see in the stores that says made in China. Why do you think their products are so much cheaper than products, the same exact product, made here in the United States? I only buy made in the USA if I can. Some products now, we don't even make here anymore. I don't even know of a TV that you can buy made in the USA. I don't even know if there is such a company or a TV out there. If there is, please let me know. Some of the long-time standing industries in this country are gone. Gone. Dead and buried. Again, TV's a perfect example. Most of your cell phones that you carry in your hand every day that you talk on, you text message on, they're not made in the United States. You have to understand why. It all comes down to tax policy, corporations passing the cost of their expenses of running their business onto their consumers. You want to be competitive to give people cheap, good cell phones? You can't make them in the United States. That is the problem we have gone down over the last 20, 30, 40, 50 years in this country. I long for the days, the old show in the 1960s, My Three Sons. Everything was made in America. Originally, when the show first started, Chevrolet was their sponsor. The Corvair. Yes, air-cooled rear engine vehicle. Their trucks that they began making back in the 1960s. 64 years ago. It was a different time back then, and we made stuff here. And we don't anymore because of tax policies that Kamala Harris is pushing that have happened over the last 50, 60 years that has put us in this situation. We're not going back, Kamala, to those corporate tax rates. And so much more that she wants to do. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back. This is